Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Following interview is brought to you by APSA Corporate and Investment Banking. They've invested in your story. And that story will be carried through now by James again, Corporate and Investment Banking Managing Principal at APSA Kenya. James, a very good evening to you.
Good evening to you and pleasure to be here.
Okay, so you're here to talk about CIB's new brand positioning and how the transition is an expression of the type of bank APSA is positioning itself to be for their clients. So are we talking clientele across the continent, or are we talking South Africa and Kenya? Just take us through and also just explain to us, when we talk about CIB, what are we looking at the moment?
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you very, very much. And our new brand position is a very, very exciting journey we in APSA CIB are currently going through. As you mentioned, it's a Pan-African agenda. We in APSA CIB operate from a Pan-African lens, where we are one CIB across the entire continent, covering both South Africa and the rest of the continent where APSA is present. So from that perspective, this new brand position that we are doing is cutting right across the entire continent of Africa, where APSA is present, and we are very excited about that. To just take you through it, it's a culmination of a journey we started at APSA, where we went through a review of our purpose to make it more compelling and more alive to the current environment where we operate in the continent. We reviewed our values, and following through on that was to come through with our brand positioning, and particularly in CIB. We chose to position it from the perspective of a journey with our customers, where we are saying we are invested in your story.
Mm.
As you know, our purpose statement was empowering Africans tomorrow together, one story at a time. And for us, in particularly in CIB, we are just demystifying the myth that banks are very, very the perception that we offer self-serving services and we have a one-size-fits-all. We change it to a journey where we are forming human-centered partnerships with our customers and showing very, very strong commitment to our customer success. So that's the key essence of our brand positioning, where we are saying we're invested in your story to our customers.
So how does it differ from what some would call the traditional banking approaches? Are you talking about finitely tailor-made solutions and services for literally individual clients?
Well, how this is different from traditional banking is, traditionally it was always assumed that the banks waited for clients to come to them and then provided clients with literally a shopping list of products and solutions to choose from. And the client then had to create their business to fit into what the bank was offering. We have been very, very particular around this, that for our corporate customers, who we serve in the corporate investment bank, is that we are going to reach in as we interact with our customers from a partnership lens to fully understand their businesses, co-create the future together, and then work and tailor products and solutions that suit the journey that we want to work together with the client, so that we celebrate successes together, that we get through any challenges that come through together, and just to make sure that our customers' ambitions, we are fully aligned to that and working hand in hand with them. So for us, that is extremely important. And what supports that is that from a human-centered perspective, we are also taking cognizance of the fact that whilst we're dealing with corporate customers, these are being led by individuals who value emotional connections, value the human empathy that is demonstrated when dealing with them. And therefore, behind all this new brand positioning around investing in your story is what is purely being powered by this human-centered partnership and just a drive towards excellence, so that the service provision that we're giving our clients in terms of seamless customer experience is top-notch and is really raised the bar on that front.
How long has it been running? I'm just looking here at if you are to do some sort of litmus test, some research or survey to say this is how our customers feel about the campaign? Has there been feedback from the client on the role that the campaign is playing in shaping the services and solutions?
Yes, and whilst we've only now come out big about this year, and now it's been rolled out into the continent, what we've done is just to ensure that we've also positioned our colleagues to show up in a manner that the clients feel that difference in the way we show up. And we are getting already some very positive feedback. And, you know, in some instances, clients are going way back to experiences like during COVID, where they really, really felt that we as APSA came out and stepped in and reached in to support them through a very, very difficult moment. And right now what you're seeing in many of the economies that we operate in the continent is that macroeconomic environments are a little bit strained and elevated, as it were. And what we are now doing as a bank is not only seeing customers from a risk lens, but seeing customers from an opportunity and how do we navigate through these difficult moments together. And that is actually now being felt by clients, where we are getting that feedback that, you know, the bank is showing up in how do we work together, how do we navigate through this together, how do we hold hands and make sure that we get the outer end of this in a very much stronger way and they continue supporting us as we drive our ambitions for growth in the continent. So yes, we're already getting very positive feedback from clients around that.
So the role that APSA foresees itself playing in a post-COVID environment, as you say, for South Africa, we're really working in a depressed state, and we're looking hopefully at an economic growth of about 1% in our forecast. So that means a lot of people being left behind in participation of the economy. What role do you see playing in terms of public-private partnerships in uplifting people from what is clearly becoming a perpetuating poverty cycle?
Yeah, and thank you. You bring a very important point, because for the long-term sustainability of APSA as a brand and a bank, and for us to demonstrate that, you know, our role in society is one where we look to play a very positive role in ensuring that society benefits and we inculcate ourselves in society, we are really, really focused in ensuring that we work together with our clients to formulate and co-create ways in which companies can navigate through the current very difficult macro environment that you also mentioned we're going through, and also to see and how do we carry along the ecosystems around which the customers we serve in CIB operate through. So for us in APSA right now, we have a very, very big agenda around ecosystem banking, where we are saying, whereas we have what's probably a much more stronger CIB client in the middle of it, there's a whole value chain and ecosystem around this main, which has got loads of suppliers, distributors, retailers, staff members, and we are working with these names to say, how do we solve and make sure that all these people who support and thrive around the ecosystem and the value chain of the key CIB clients can be carried along through these difficult moments. And James, therefore, for us, we've been very, very intentional around that.
James, pleasure having you with us this evening. James Ogin is the Corporate Investment Banking Managing Principal at APSA Kenya.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.